Aboard the Jade Shadow.
They took Leia!
Han said without preamble. Luke stared at him. Han was contacting him via hologram, and he stood there in miniature, holding an Alana who was actually considerably calmer than her grandfather. What? Who took her? By now, Ben, co-piloting, and Vistara, engrossed in reading a datapad Natua had prepared for her, were paying attention.
The GAS. Those Sleemos took her away on a whole slew of trumped-up charges. You know about the anti-Jedi legislation that's being enacted? And that whole new slant?
I've heard some, Luke said. But this is ridiculous. What were the charges?
Conspiracy to overthrow the rightfully elected government. Espionage, and get this, spice smuggling.
Wow, said Ben. They're getting desperate. Aunt Leia, a spice dealer?
And you simply let them take her? Said Vistara.
Han shot her a furious look. She drew back a little, despite the fact that Han was only a third of a meter high.
I would have preferred to have blasted them into the next sector, but Leia wouldn't let me. She told me I have this one to worry about, so she went quietly. I think the two guys sent to take her were embarrassed.
They should be, said Natua, who had overheard and poked her head in. Leia Organa Solo? A traitor dealing in spice?
Luke felt himself growing angry, and calmed himself in the Force. He knew it for what it was, Natua's pheromones affecting his own feelings.
She's a public figure, Luke said, and a well-loved one. Padmal Ovin is your friend. Someone on that subcommittee just wants to make a big gesture, that's all. It'll backfire and Leia will be released.
Yeah, she will. One way or another.
I bet Padmal's already working on it. Luke said. What time is it there?
4 a.m.
The Chief of State's office opens at 8, Luke said.
Go talk to Padmal and Dorvan. I would offer my own help, but with the anti-Jedi sentiment growing there, I think any interference on my end would do more harm than good.
I don't want to talk. I want my wife back. I want to knock heads together.
But you won't, said Ben.
Not yet, anyway.
Han had calmed down somewhat.
I'll go in first thing.
Bring your daughter,
Vistara said. Everyone turned to look at her. She shrugged.
It will be harder to turn her down than you.
Besides,
said Alana,
if you go, I go. She's my mommy. They'll have to deal with me and you, Dad.
That wasn't exactly what I was expecting, but that works too,
said Vistara. Han rested his forehead against Alana's.
Okay, kiddo. Let's try to get some more sleep. And then we'll go in and, persuade Dorvan and Ovin that a mistake has been made.
A really bad mistake,
said Alana, grinning. Han hugged her tight, nodded at Luke, and pressed the button.